Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
All right, you are listening live to the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 382, your ticket to video game news, fun, and social commentary on just about everything. It is August 6, 2016. I am just one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And with me today, I have an excellent, just all around fantastic cast. Starting from my right, it will be the first tank top on the podcast today. That would be Miss Nicole Radowski.
Hello. Yeah, see, just for you, in your honor.
I appreciate that. And ironically today, of course, I'm not wearing
I'm not wearing one. Yes. I know, because you suck.
No, but I am wearing the podcast t-shirt.
All right, we can let that slide.
If you want one of your own, folks, you can bribe me with a lot of money, which will be more expensive than the shirt itself, but I'll get you one. All right. Also, underneath Nicole, where he certainly likes to be, also sporting a variation of a tank top. We call those muscle shirts as well, but just for the record, we have Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. I do have a tank top, but it's in the wash because I've just come back from holiday, so that's why I've not been on. So, yeah, in your honor. Almighty one, oh tyrant.
It's going to be one of those shows. And then finally, certainly not last, and certainly not least, we have Miss Kim Woods also sporting the tank top.
Yep. Just for you there, tank top, you know.
Robin's
the internet
in the chat.
Has just requested that you do that again, but lean forward.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, Greg just requested that you do that again, but lean forward.
Robin's put in the chat, tank top revolution.
Yes. This is apparently going to be our new podcast attire. It's the official uniform of the podcast. There you go. So, exciting times. It is... not so exciting times in podcast or video games, news-wise. That was really hard for me to say. I don't know why. But, yeah, so there's not a ton of news, but, I mean, yeah, I was able to dig up some random stuff. So we have some news to talk about, but it's a slow time for video game news. We have Gamescom just around the corner. We've got video games going on, but we've got life going on, too. So I know we've all been off doing lots of different things. Anybody have any stories they want to tell? Any movies that they saw that they say you should go see? I've not heard good things about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I've not heard good things, but it's got Margot Robbie in, so I don't care.
Thor's back.
Thor's back?
Yeah.
Yay.
No, I saw Ghostbusters.
Oh, is that? It as bad as what we think?
Well, I don't want to give it. It did nod to the original a lot.
Right.
And there are a lot of surprises in there that pay homage to the original movie. Lots of surprises. Like, I was like, oh my God, a lot of the time. But it definitely has that 80s vibe to it. So it wasn't awful. It just wasn't amazing.
All right, so it's watchable.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could stomach it. I mean, anybody can.
I guess I go back to my original thought of this was one of those movies that just didn't need to be remade.
Hmm.
I mean, the original still holds up. I mean, if you watch the original, it's still really funny. It's still,
yeah.
So it's kind of like, I mean, there's other movies out there. I get it. You remake it. Batman.
I did like that it was all girls. That was a different take on it. But
yeah.
It was kind of hard to follow the character lines a little bit because it was all women.
Mm. Yeah.
It messed me up.
So my, and this is going to sound horrible, it's going to sound chauvinistic, and you'll probably rail on me for this, but this was one of those moments where I felt like they did the all-girl cast to give it a gimmick as to why they remade it. You know,
I'm
going to remake it with all women, and it's kind of like, well, but you're – right, why? It's not like
– No, I agree.
So
– Surprise. I agree.
That's a good day. She agreed with me. She's got a tank top on. God, it's good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I think I can die now. This is like the perfect day.
Well, I saw a movie this week which also didn't blow me away, and it was just okay, watchable. A bit of a letdown, if I'm honest. That was Independence Day Resurgence.
Mark, I could have told you that was going to let you down.
Yeah. And I'm easily pleased with movies as well, but yeah, I were a bit at the end of it. I thought, yeah. So.
Yeah, I love a good action movie, but I feel like this summer has been a pretty big letdown for the action movies.
Yeah.
They've been okay.
Pets was cute.
What was that?
Pets was cute.
All right, there you go. Animated Finding Dory was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that one was cute.
I enjoyed that. Nicole, I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind, raise your camera up. I know that's surprising to hear from me, but your top of your head's being cut off just a little bit, so it's like your eyebrows. It's just
yay! Well, I can see what I look like. So let me go to Skype.
There you go. Much better. You do have a top of your head. It's not flat.
It could be.
Although that could be a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest your beard. Oh,
no. Really?
Yeah. No.
Fuck off. Already? What are we, 5 minutes in?
5 minutes in. Podcast is over. All right. All right. Good times. Kim, anything on your end? Anything?
You know, same old. Still building the house.
You're still building the house. Still hammering.
Still building the house.
Hey, anybody care? The Olympics actually started yesterday.
I watched women's field hockey today.
I watched
in between naps.
Yeah, I watched a bit of the rowing, the skull ones.
Okay.
Britain won their heat.
I think I saw that at the gym this morning. The dude was like miles ahead of
everybody.
Yeah. I really caught myself. I was like, the Olympics started, and I'm usually really big on the Olympics. Not this year.
Yeah,
no,
this morning. They've shot two people already at the Olympics.
Oh boy!
Is that with a starting pistol? Usain Bolt's got one up the ass by accident.
Yeah. No, they shot a mugger, and then apparently a woman got too close to where they light the flames. I did not read up on what specifically happened with her, but apparently.
So instead of saying, excuse me, madam, will you please move away from the flames or just shoot her?
Yeah.
Welcome to Brazil.
Yeah, it's a weird time. I mean, this is going to be that social commentary moment. Because, I mean, all the terrorism crap going on across the world, these kind of events take on a whole new kind of scary meaning, especially with like Rio. We've heard all kinds of issues with the police and – you know, they basically are struggling to put this event on and just fund it. And, you know, I mean, as an athlete, I don't know that I'd want to be down there.
Nah.
I look at Gamescom coming up, the world's largest video game, you know, conference in the world. And we have a news story related to this. But, man, I don't know that I'd want to be there given the recent events in Germany and the terrorism stuff going on over in Europe and in general.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know, maybe putting a little bit of a damper on it all.
I think when we've, in Europe, we've just had the Euro Championships in the football, or for you guys, soccer. And everything was sort of like on sort of like high alert there, but luckily nothing happened. But yeah, because it was held in France, it was on high alert.
Yeah, but I mean, let's also put this in proper perspective. Soccer hooligans are probably the last place a terrorist would actually try to do an attack because they actually would fight back.
Yeah.
All right.
Getting back to the Olympics, though, what you're saying that they weren't prepared. Have you seen all the reports on the sort of like where the athletes stay, the like athletes village, the Olympic village.
No, I haven't.
All the accommodation is supposed to be absolutely awful for some of the countries, yeah. Some of it's not fully ready, some of it's falling at bits. It's just a bit of a nightmare, really.
Yeah. I kind of think that somehow they need to change this up a little bit. They were talking about it, how these countries spend millions and millions, probably more like billions of dollars to put this thing on. And it's kind of a one-time use facility. They have all these facilities they build and then they don't get used ever again. I'm wondering if maybe the Olympics is going to start circulating back to some of the countries that they've hosted prior.
Yeah.
Kind of bring the Olympics back. So like maybe every, you know, 4-8 years, somewhere in there. It's a wide range, but at least, you know, you're going to get the Olympics back. So maybe there, you have them in 2016 and then you get the Olympics back in 2020, okay. 2022. Who knows? Anyway.
Well, City did something like that though. They made it so that you could use some of their stuff over again.
Well, we did, when London held it last time, they reused a lot of this stuff.
So some countries are smarter about it.
Yeah. Also true. All right. Well, that's that. Let's talk about video games. We've had a rather fun week of video games. One game in particular, I think Mark and I will be talking a lot about. Nicole, I will let you and Kim get your commentary in first on games you've been playing. Actually, why don't we start with Kim first? Because I think, Nicole, you, myself, and Mark all are going to comment at least on one game in particular. So, Kim, this is your moment to shine, even though you're sitting kind of in the dark.
Well, that doesn't really help. I live in a cave.
I just saw her face.
For like a whole second.
All right.
Anyway, I'll keep it short and sweet because really I haven't done jack of anything. I played some more Dragon Age DLC, so
okay.
Yep. So getting a little farther along.
Nope.
And that took all of her time.
Yeah, because I lost my dwarves, so I had to go back and find them. They disappeared on me.
I hate when those little bastards run off.
They just were gone.
If you lose them, don't they find their own way home?
Well, they must have. I had to leave where I was at, go back to the main place where you stay, and then go back to where I was at previously. And surprise, they showed up. Mm. I secretly think they found a quiet corner and were doing something dirty, and you know.
That does happen in Dragon Age. What is the DLC you're actually playing?
I am playing The Descent. I'm trying to get it finished so then I can play Trespass and then finish the whole damn game off. So maybe in the next 10, 20 years, perhaps.
Exactly.
At this point, you know.
You have gotten your money's worth out of this game.
I have definitely got my money's worth out of it, that's for sure.
This is a good example of one of those games. It has a ton of content. I mean, Fallout 4, Dragon Age Inquisition, The Witcher 3, all three of those games. I mean, honestly, if you're a gamer this generation and any one of those three you really liked, those games probably could last you, 2 years. Easily.
Or me, 20.
Well, you know.
Because I haven't even got started that well on The Witcher yet, so I've still got to get that accomplished.
I need to set my PlayStation back up and get... I've been craving The Witcher, and I've played it.
Geralt is calling.
He is.
Right?
I'm going to go play with him on a unicorn.
Always fun.
Not really.
All right, yeah.
But that's it for me. So, okay. You know, other than playing House Builder, that's about it. So,
House Builder, is that a fun game?
I wish it would hurry up and finish.
Builder, but it's Kim the Builder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a, big hammer and all that stuff.
The way I know that cartoon, Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder. Sorry. All right. What is Nicole? Is she like getting a peeping Tom?
My dog was chewing on something.
My dog is chewing on something, which is cracking me up because she is going to town over here. And I'm hoping to God it's not something I needed.
Probably a shoe, maybe some underwear. That seemed to be the dog's favorite things to chew on. I don't know why. Socks, underwear, and
shoes.
Shoes.
anything that stinks.
I wasn't going to say it, but okay. All right, let's move on. Mark.
Got paper, though.
Yes.
I see in the notes here, aside from Rainbow Six Siege, which we're about to talk about, something mobile.
Yeah, I didn't put the title because you might have not actually rung me up and added me to the call for the podcast.
No, I don't. I said this before. I've made my peace with Pokemon Go. It's okay.
Who said it's Pokemon Go?
I assumed it was Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I've been playing Pokemon Go.
There we go.
What happened was, right, I went on holiday. I had no consoles. I took my Vita but never played it. And we played a lot of Pokemon Go because we did a lot of walking. And it was great because everywhere we went were Pokestops everywhere, so we were getting all the balls and everything, and then catching all these Pokemon. Even Jenny's been into it. Jenny's hooked. And she doesn't play games much, so yeah.
Alright.
So it was quite a good like, sort of like, because we had a week where we could just like spend it together instead of all these kids running around and work and all these other commitments. We had a nice week away doing something we love, and it was great. Great sort of like unit thing. So, because she'd spot a Pokemon Silver's one there, and I'd spot one, and it was great. It's a simple game.
It is a simple game.
But go ahead. No, see, Greg's going to say for the simple-minded. I can see it.
No, I'm not saying anything.
But I think, play it too.
Yeah,
unlike Donald Trump, I can actually hold my tongue and not say something stupid.
I think it's going to, obviously, with a future update, it's going to get better where you can sort of like use your Pokemon to battle your friends. I think that'd be a good step up. Because at the moment, that's all I can do is just catch them. Because most of the gyms now have got all the Pokemon slots filled with high level Pokemons, and because I'm a low level, all my Pokemon's at low level, so I can't even get them in a gym or anything. So, but it's fun collecting them.
No, I mean, this is like,
yeah, so yep, that's it for Pokemon Go. Move on,
moving on. All right. Let's talk about this Rainbow Six Siege. We've been playing it. So first of all, taking a step back, Nicole, I don't remember. Did you buy that? You bought that this week, because of some of the reaction from ourselves as well as the TrueSkill guys.
No, not for the reaction.
Well, the demanding, maybe.
Yes, it was more like get the fucking game.
So it was on sale, but
I paid 50% off.
We were polite. We said, "Get the fucking game, please."
Right. Okay. We did.
Now, here's the deal with that game. I wanted it when I first saw it.
Right.
But I'm not one to pay $60 for a freaking game. I'm sorry. Especially when I'm just downloading the damn thing.
Right. I can.
It was 50% off. I'm like, why not?
Okay. I mean, I'm with you on this. I had purposely not got the game way back when. Mark and I talked about it. Mm-hmm. We weren't sold on the premise of it, and it was I believe it did come out $60 US full price. It was just kind of like, you know what, I'm not seeing the value.
And it got a few mixed reviews as well, didn't it, on launch?
Got some mixed reviews specifically because of the value issue. It only had a few maps. The gameplay modes didn't seem like they were fleshed out enough. So just this past week, It did a free weekend, which amazingly I did not play.
Right?
Yeah. So the free weekend came and went. I hadn't played it, but it was on sale, and it was on sale here in the U.S. And I looked at it and I was like, $30 in the U.S. So I was like, I don't know. I'm still not there, to be honest. I was kind of like, yeah, I know the TrueSkill guys were saying, oh, get it. But they say that about a lot of crap. And
except Gears.
I know. Right? I know. But I came in and I helped that situation out. We'll talk about that in a moment too. But so I'm like, I don't know. And then Mark's like, oh, well, it's only 15 pounds over here. And I'm like, wait a minute. Greg math is not working here. That's not add five, less five. That's a bigger discount in the UK.
Was it 15 or 25? I can't remember.
It was 15 pounds.
It's 15.
Yeah.
All right.
So I had to give you seven pounds 50 pence.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's not easy for me to say. I really don't know what that means, by the way. I had to use a conversion kit to do that. And
it's
then
about $10, isn't it?
I owed you $10, yeah. So I WhatsApped $10. I was like, now for $10, I can play this game.
Yeah.
And so we picked it up, and lo and behold, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Until you get murdered in a small room protecting some ass that you can't move.
Can I just say as well, this is one of the only rare occasions where it's cheaper on the UK store.
Yes, yes. that was shocking and shocking how much cheaper it was.
Yeah.
Especially in light of the whole Brexit situation and the value of the British pound. I mean, it's just the dogs and cats scenario living together all over again. Ghostbusters reference. All right. So Rainbow Six Siege. I'm very much enjoying the game. I still think that as a full price game, it was flawed. And I would not tell anybody to buy this game, say, for $40 or more. You definitely need to buy this on a discount. But that being said, it's a really good shooter for what it is. I've been having a ton of fun with it. I really like the loadout, the way the loadouts work. I like that you can customize your gear. I'm still not crazy about the character selection stuff. But I
like the loadout to take give us a little more time.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
I'm 20 seconds to pick a freaking gun when you have 20 guns isn't fast. Is too fast.
Well, and so I think that is one of those things with this game, and this is something that we noticed as we played on after you got off, Nicole. It was the more you played this game, the better you got with it, because you started to see some of the little nuances, some of the map areas that you weren't, you know, you just didn't know. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right.
They've completely put you off to over, Greg. You're chatting away, but you're sat there giggling and you're thinking, what have I said? What have I said?
I know.
Okay, let's see. Here's the thing. Kim and I can sit here and stare even across a screen, and we got the joke.
Yeah.
Apparently.
We've been friends that long.
And
scary.
But yeah, so what I am not crazy about is the whole character selection in multiplayer, because I just like to play the characters that I like to play. And this, very similar to the game Evolve, it's one of those where you can only pick one character at a time, so you can't replicate. So there's a character called Thermite in the game. He has a particular loadout. Only one person on the team can play as Thermite. Everybody else has to pick something different. And while that frustrates me, just because if somebody else picks Thermite and I wanted to play Thermite, you know, that's frustrating to me. But as I start to play the game more and more, I get why. It's a balance thing. It's, you know, they don't want five guys rolling with five Thermites. You want they force you to play with different operators to force interaction with one another.
And teamwork, yeah.
And teamwork absolutely is a big piece of this game.
Wish we could get Game Over to freaking realize that. Stop wandering off like a small child.
Well, we did start gelling, didn't we? We got quite good at the end.
We even won
a round, didn't we?
We did. In fact, our final round, we won.
Yeah, and then we thought, right, we'll turn it off now. We'll go on a high.
Yes, time to leave is leaving on top. But yeah, so it has three different game modes. I mean, in case anybody has not picked this up yet and is curious about it, there's no single player game in this. There are, however, a few different modes that you can play single player. There's the situations.
Scenarios, aren't there?
Yeah. The scenarios. Yeah. That basically it's, you know, it's each different map that they have to play multiplayer on. They have a bot match, basically, you going up against a number of terrorists, and it can be either yourself solo or you can bring a team in with you. And the game will adjust the difficulty based on how many people you bring into the game. Then there is the terrorist hunt mode, which is, you know, harkens back to Rainbow Six 2, where Rainbow Six Vegas 2, where you just basically are going in and hunting down terrorists, although they do tweak it a little bit, and they still interject some of that the multiplayer game modes of find the bomb and defuse it, or find the hostage and escort the hostage out. And so those scenarios are all can be, again, done with solo play or with a team. And then multiplayer, I was a little put off by this, but again, I think I kind of get why. But they lock certain types of multiplayer behind your level. So for private multiplayer games, you have to be at least level 5 to be able to start up a private multiplayer match. So they just want you to get in and experience multiplayer before you just start playing by yourself. For Nona, last time I got it. And then ranked matches, oddly enough, you have to be level 20 before I think you can go into ranked matches. And it might be 10. I could be wrong on 20, but I thought it said 20. Either way, it's 10 or higher. That, again, is one of those weird things where it's like, why are you forcing me to play through? But I think they're assuming the average player is going to need that ramp up time to really understand, again, the nuances of the game and just how it, you know, it requires a lot of teamwork. So I've rambled on a ton about this. Nicole, final verdict from you. Are you enjoying the game? You didn't seem thrilled with it for quite a while. I don't know if you came around on that. Where are your thoughts on it?
It's not Gears.
It's definitely not Gears.
I don't have really a problem. It just is going to take me a while to get used to it, just like any other game out there. I had to keep, like, when you first go in there, the sensitivity is like on 2 or something ridiculous. It's
really low. Yes, you can. You definitely should adjust that.
So I've been adjusting it one notch at a time, basically. So to see if I can handle it, but it was ridiculous. I'm sure once I get the hang of it, I'll like it better. I don't hate it. It, like I said, it was something that I was interested in before. And I'm sure once I get to know the maps a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't matter what game you play, any multiplayer, you better know the damn maps.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The end.
Yeah. And in this game, I think map knowledge, probably even more so than some others, is pretty crucial.
Yeah, you need to know which walls are breachable and which are destructible, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mark?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Like Nicole, it's going to take some getting used to. I think the first time we went online, we all got killed within like 30 seconds, and we all thought, oh, God, what's going on here? But by the end, after a few hours, by the end of the night, we started working it out, and the first thing I realized was is you can't just go running in. You have to take it really steady, cover your corners and everything. And tactics play a massive part in this. With your gadgets, you've got a drone you can put down on the floor to scoot around, and you've got a camera on it. And you can find out where the enemy is and where the bomb is or where the hostage is. And using that is key. And there's, in one of the game modes where you're defending, you can actually use cameras what are around inside the building. You can flick between them as well. So it's all about teamwork, tactics, and working together.
Yeah. By the way, I believe the attackers can use those cameras as well.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever played a multiplayer game where intelligence of the enemy played such a role.
Yeah.
Knowing where the enemy is, knowing what kind of defenses they may have set up or how they're positioning themselves is huge, whether you're on offense or defense. And I really dig that about this game. I wasn't sure how I was feeling about it at first, especially when we got rolled that first game. I mean, that was just brutal. I mean, we're standing around, we're all thinking we're ready and we're good to go.
And we're dead.
Well, and there's, I mean, suddenly shots are coming through the walls and we're just like, what the hell's going on? And
my favorite was when I was like, well, okay, I'm ready. And I thought I was up against a brick wall, but I was up against a wood wall. And it's like, you've been spotted. I'm like, what the fuck? How have I been spotted? And 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, I got sniped. All because there's some stupid little crack in the wood.
Right. Yeah, I mean that, but I really, really like that. And the destructible environment, I'm impressed on how much it plays a part in the game, in the gameplay. I thought it was going to be pretty gimmicky, especially after the beta. It didn't seem like it played that big of a role. But man, how many times, I mean, God, even the first terrorist hunt where we did as a group, we're in there and I'm watching Game Over Greg. I just really quoted somebody else. Game Over UK jumps through the hole like, what, 3-4 times?
Yeah.
And then you actually jump down the hole on purpose and you're like, hey, come down here. And then you jump down literally in front of two terrorists.
Yeah.
And as you're getting shot, you're like, don't jump down here. And of course, he jumps down right behind you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm encouraged by this and absolutely thinking this game will be one of those games we play against True Skills in our season 2 competition. If not season 2, season 3 for sure.
Yeah, can we get used to it a little bit first?
Well, the good news is they're getting used to it too. So there's no advantage here. That is one key thing.
The terrorist hunt, which is, for people who don't know, it's where you have up to 5 of your friends where you do like a scenario like a hostage or just have to wipe out the terrorists. You have to take out AI enemies, and the AI enemies in this are, I find, a lot more advanced than what they were in Rainbow Six Vegas 2. And I love that game mode in that. So, yeah, it's a big improvement. And for what we paid for it, Greg, it's a steal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is. I mean, I do feel like we stole this game at this point. speaking of the AI, you can, especially on Terrorist Hunt or the situations, you can go in and adjust the AI from a casual setting to a hard set to
realistic. Yeah.
We've only been playing on the casual setting. And what's funny is the AI is not amazing in terms of their situational awareness all the time, as we've been playing through on Terrorist Hunt, especially. So you'll come across them sometimes. They'll be looking the wrong way, and you'll approach them. They won't turn and shoot at you. But what we found in Terrorist Hunt, that it still lends some challenge because this game doesn't give health packs. It's a one life, and you're done. And so as you take in firefights, sometimes you're getting wounded. So it's almost a little bit of a war of attrition. Can you last to the final kill?
Mm. One big addition to the last game as well is they've included two sort of like suicide bomber type classes, and they are a nightmare, especially if you run out of ammo and you're trying to run away from them. the amount of times we've been blown up by those guys. But you found a bit of a thing, didn't you, Greg, where you can actually, if you listen carefully, you can tell where they are because they've got like a gas mask on.
Yeah, you can hear like a aspiration breathing mask. I don't know what you want to call it, but you hear the and I mean, Mark and I are going through, and I'm like, "Hey, I hear a bomber," and you're like, "I don't hear him yet," and you're like, "Wait, no, I hear him," and then we're just trying to figure out where the heck he's coming from, and he ended up coming right in on us. I don't remember if we killed him in time or not, but you have to kill him before he reaches you. Otherwise, he just detonates right in front of you.
You can also spot them from behind quite easy because they've got a glowing blue light on the back.
Yes. So. Yeah. But hearing that sound, it is unnerving because they're around somewhere.
Yeah. There's normally two of them as well. They usually travel in pairs.
Yes, they do, little fuckers.
Yeah. I had a quick go today doing it lone wolf on the terrorist hunt.
Right.
And it was a disarm the bomb one mission.
Right.
And I didn't complete it once. I must have tried it 8 times. And there was many times I got the disarming device. What's it called? Diffuser?
The bomb diffuser.
So I've armed a diffuser. And then once you do that, they all converge on you.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And then you
guys are screaming, Nicole, hit that guy. I'm thinking, I'm out of ammo. I don't know how to hit him.
Oh, and when you're solo, that is hard. Yeah. On
I mean, it's hard. It's hard even when you're not solo. I mean, I remember just our comment was, okay, we're going to set the diffuser down and all hell's going to break loose. Yeah. Nicole's like, what? And we're like, just get ready to start shooting. And sure enough, we're putting it down and one by one, we're falling. And Nicole, you were the final one, but you had,
I
forgot who you had as the character name, but he had a ballistic shield that you were carrying along with your sidearm.
I couldn't put it down, and so I couldn't kill the idiot disarming the bomb. And I'm like, no, I don't know how to kill him. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Shove this thing up his ass? What?
That might work.
That would have
been the option. Yeah. Might have been the option.
It wouldn't let me switch weapons, nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm like, spit every button I can.
And I don't know if this would work or not, but maybe try it next time if you ever use that character again. But I know right thumbstick in is the melee attack. So.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Yeah. all right. I think that is it, unless anybody else has something they want to talk about. I mean, the only other game I've been playing has been Starpoint Gemini 2. Still very much enjoying this game. It is that space sim passion little guilty pleasure.
Yep. So when we tried the trial for this, I didn't really get into this. I couldn't get to grips with it. I loved Rebel Galaxy. I love Elite. But there was just something about this I don't know. So what's the appeal for you, Greg?
Well, it's kind of the same appeal as Elite Dangerous or Rebel Alliance. I think I like it better than Rebel Alliance because it has a little bit more customization for the ships. It has the combat feels a little deeper. And so I think I enjoy that aspect of it. But I mean, really, Starpoint Gemini 2 and Rebel Alliance are very much the same game, just with slightly different mechanics in terms of Rebel Galaxy.
Yeah.
Did I call it Rebel Alliance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm just in the Star Wars frame of mind, apparently. But so the Rebel Alliance or Rebel Galaxy, that game is very casual friendly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that game is super easy to pick up and play and figure it out. Starpoint Gemini 2, it requires a little bit more. I don't know. I think I like the aesthetics of the ships better. It's a little graphically, it's a little nicer. And just overall, I don't know. It's scratching that itch. And I mean, who doesn't like their itch to be scratched?
Yeah. I think if I'm honest, I'm probably scared of getting into it because I've got that many games and big games I haven't finished. I still need to finish Fallout 4. I still need to finish The Witcher Blood and Wine DLC.
Oh, hey, Mark. Remember, we bought Doom.
Oh, shit, yeah, there's Doom as well. Yeah. I played the first level and that's it. Yeah, we got that on sale. Oh, man, that game is so good as well. So there's so many. The Division, I ain't even touched the Underground DLC.
Yep, I've been pining to go back to Tomb Raider 2.
I've got all that DLC.
It's insane.
I know your feeling there.
The pile just keeps growing. Anyway.
Yes, mutates. It's terrible.
It is first world problems, though, right?
Indeed that. I don't
like this problem. All right, before we move on, maybe Nicole or Kim or Mark, if you're paying attention to the chat. I know Robin was in there making fun of me.
He's gone to bed now. He's under the thumb. His missus told him to. He's got to go, so.
Is there anybody else we need to give some shout-outs to?
Soul Brother, Womble, Viva La Pedros.
Soul Brother.
All right.
I said that.
Did you? Sorry.
Stu! My God, the dog just went down my shirt. Hold on.
Smart puppy.
He's not a smart puppy. That was a cold nose. You see, now I've lost my... That was cold, dog.
Greg's got a puppy cam in its nose.
Cam in the nose. Meanie? No, I think there may be some that haven't...
All right. Well, enough of that. Let us move on. Thank you for everybody
staff
who is listening.
Help. Yeah. Staff for help, sir. And he's he's commented on the tank tops.
As he
tank
should.
Tank tops and cats. It's not a cat.
That's one shaggy cat. I cannot believe that. All right. Let us talk about some of the news that went on this past week. This is where we actually try to inform you of something somewhat knowledgeable. All right. So, some news topics. Again, it was kind of a slow week. Evolve, we were talking about that earlier. You know, it had the similar mechanic of you can only play one character in the group. You have to switch out. That went free to play about, what was it, last month? I think it finally went free to play. And it has upped its average players to now 15,000. And I think it was like in the 1,000s. So it seems like that free to play model is actually working for them. So it's kind of exciting for them. Happy to see that. Mm-hmm. On a different level of goodness, Overwatch is just killing it.
So it's a good game.
Yeah, yeah. And oddly, I have no desire to play Overwatch. Yeah. But 15 million players now across all the different.
Wow.
15 million players. So it has taken the world by storm for sure. Let's see. Speaking of Gamescom, we talked about this earlier. They have tightened their security. And one of the things Gamescom, you know, and some of these shows often have a lot of, especially when they're open to the public, people come in as cosplayers. And oftentimes people will bring in swords or stabs or things like that. And apparently now Gamescom, because of the threat of violence, because of the threat of terrorism, they are no longer allowing you to bring in weapon-like items to the show. So no more cosplaying as a ninja with a samurai sword.
Imagine someone dressed as Master Chief going in with a freaking baguette as his weapon.
I don't necessarily blame them, though. As I think about everything I think this was probably a very smart call.
Especially given the country it's in as well and the problems that we've had over the past few months. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also makes you kind of wonder if potentially this might have been, you know, one maybe additional reason maybe for Microsoft and Sony and some of the other companies that aren't actually doing like a press event. I know they're still having booths out there, so I guess that doesn't make sense. So scratch that. All right, the Xbox One S launched this week, and we've heard about all the specs about it being smaller, blah, 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 but one of the interesting things that was, in fact, confirmed, they had talked about the fact that the GPU was being, it was slightly different, and Microsoft really downplayed it. They said the game experience is going to be the same. It's just, you know, when you're shrinking down things, the internals sometimes get a little more efficient. Well, according to Eurogamer, they ran tests, and apparently the Xbox One S on games where the frame rate is not locked or it's using dynamic resolution has basically about a 7-9% boost on its frame rate. And so games were running smoother, better, not a ton, but, that could be the difference of seeing a small stutter versus it just running smoothly. And in fact, it was confirmed that the GPU actually did get a slight uptick to 914 megahertz from the original 853. And I guess the ESRAM as well had a bandwidth boost. And largely, I think that's also to support the 4K output and making sure that it can output at 4K.
That make it as powerful as a PS4 now, or is it still lacking behind?
No, I think it would still be considered, lacking behind from a game standpoint. It is better than the PS4 in that it can actually output in 4K. Because neither the Xbox One nor the PS4, which originally, by the way, if you go back to the marketing schemes for both of those consoles, they both said originally that they would have 4K media output.
Yeah.
But apparently I forgot the article that was talking about this, but in essence, the entertainment industry changed the standard on the 4K output, and it was a change in a way in terms of the HDMI actual connector, and so the you can't update it with a firmware. This is something that's going to just be, it has to be hardware based. So The Xbox One and the PS4 will never output in 4K. So there's that. And lastly, what would a video game podcast be without a Pokemon Go story? The New York governor is banning sex offenders from Pokemon Go, and he's offering up the state registry data, basically their data list of all the sex offenders, as a block list for Pokemon.
How the hell are they going to do that? Because you can just create an account.
I think this is more the political huffing and puffing and making sure he's trying to get reelected, probably.
Yeah, what they need
exactly
to do is...
Exactly what that is.
Yeah, what they need to do is put an officer at every Pokestop to stop people getting abducted at them places, because that's where they're going to wait for the kids, isn't it?
Is that your plan?
No. No, I'll tell you what it is, right? When we went on a holiday and we played Pokemon Go, everyone was walking around like this. Everyone. Kids, right. Parents, adults. And so everyone's playing it. So you can't monitor that. You can't do that.
No. I mean, I think it's, in some respects, I think it is a noble gesture. I think it's impossible to actually keep them from playing Pokemon Go. But, I mean, it does raise a bit of a question, and it's one of those things as a parent, you need to know what your kids are doing, where they're doing it at, and who they're doing it with.
Yeah, and
My kids aren't allowed to do the game without an adult present.
Yeah, that's what we saw. We saw a lot of kids with parents, or really older kids, like 16, 17, which was sensible because they're going around in pairs. You didn't see anyone sort of like on their own, really.
Right.
And you can always tell where there's a Pokestop because there's just a massive gathering of people. Because if you sit and wait 5 minutes, it regenerates and you can do it again. So you can see where people are just congregating. So, but yeah, as long as people are sensible and they're aware of their surroundings, not falling off cliffs is another example. Someone fell off a cliff, didn't they?
I don't know that people will ever be sensible in general, but we can hope. All right, speaking of hope... you guys are going to be hoping you get this right. Podcast trivia time. Jason Johnson sent us in our podcast trivia. So if you are new to the podcast and you don't know what this is, each week we're basically putting out multiple choice questions to the podcast team. They're competing to try and win a end of season two prize that will be a t-shirt,
a
custom
top.
Made, and I'll have Nicole help me out on this one this time.
Thank you.
Yes. I designed the last one, but apparently one of my images turned out to be a little fuzzy.
No, your image had a background on it. No backgrounds.
Oops.
My image that you used on the back of this shirt looks fucking sweet.
Well, see, there you go. I got something.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, let's see if you loved it enough to get this right. Oh, by the way, let's update the standings real quickly. So we're into season two now. I think we've had about 5 weeks of quizzes so far. And nobody is running away with the season. We have a logjam of Robin, Mark, Fraser, Nicole, Kim, all tied at two.
And then, can I just say I've been off for 3 weeks?
You can say that. That has been
off for two.
That has been your choice. Yeah. That has been your choice. And Gary Lever and Mike Chin are both tied at one.
No, Kim, get your scrolly thing away from my name.
Get your scrolly thing away from my name. All right. Here we go. Oops. First question. First question. And of course, if you're listening at home, you can play along.
Put my E back.
My E back. All right, here we go. What is the name of the protagonist in Minecraft Story Mode?
I've not played it.
Is it A, Steve? Is it B, Jesse? Is it C, Alex? Or D, Mortimer? What is the name of the protagonist in Minecraft Story Mode? And again, those choices are A, Steve, B, Jesse, C, Alex, or D, Mortimer. Please give me your answers now. All right.
I've got to go with the main character in the game because I have no idea on story mode. It's going to be wrong, isn't it?
Well, I can say this.
Nicole's played it. So
there
is a
correct answer on the screen.
It's not ours.
It's an incorrect answer on the screen. And if I were a betting man, I would be betting on the person whose kids love Minecraft.
Yeah.
So, yes, in fact, it is Jesse is the main character, protagonist in Minecraft story mode. Nicole, you get the lead.
No.
Oh, listen to that.
Damn it. Yep.
Well, I know why they did that.
But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass. But you know what? Maybe
the hell? Stop, Mark. I hate hearing myself. They chose Jesse so that you could choose a female or a male character.
Mm. Makes sense.
All right.
So you could have Jesse James or, I don't know, a female Jesse, but...
I know, I'd pick Jesse, like, Pinkman.
Jesse and the Pussycats.
Jesse Pinkman.
Yes, science!
Yeah.
Science. All right, here we go. Next question. Well done, Nicole, by the way.
Thanks.
The NES Classic Edition launches in November with 30 classic NES games built in. Which of these are not one of the games that are being built into this NES Classic Edition? And for those of you who are not familiar with what we're talking about, Nintendo has smartly wisely decided that they're going to basically put forward a NES Classic hardware console, but it's a closed console, so you can't actually use cartridges with it, but it has 30 games preloaded into it. Those are the only games you're ever going to get with it, because there's no internet connection to it, so it's 30 games for, I think, $60.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 classic NES games, but one of these is not one that will be loaded on there.
Halo 5.
It will be one that you will never play. All right, here we go. Is it A, Ghosts and Goblins? Don't you love it when your screen on your phone goes black right when you're trying to read? B, Legacy of the Wizard? C, Gradius? Or D, Star Tropics? Which of these games is not going to be part of the 30 classics? Is it A, Ghosts and Goblins? B, Legacy of the Wizard? C, Gradius? Or D, Star Tropics?
I've only ever heard of one of them.
I've not heard of a damn one of them, I can proudly say.
All right. Can I get your answers now? All right. And it looks like we have some person or persons may have gotten this right. Some person or persons did not. The correct answer is B, Legacy of the Wizard.
Now we're all tied again.
Yep, it just keeps going. Logjam backed up. That's good stuff, though. I like it. Again, Jason Johnson, thank you so much for sending in the trivia each week. It is a highlight to the show. We love it and really appreciate your efforts. And so there we go. We're done with the trivia. Before we get into the new releases and that stuff, Mark,
yes,
maybe we should cover SpeakPipes now.
We got some
communications in to our SpeakPipe, which I got to be honest, I kind of gave up on SpeakPipes a long time ago. We have the SpeakPipe account. It's up there, and I'm happy when people use it, but it's not something that I really promote anymore. A lot of people just are nervous to talk into a microphone and send a message. However, two individuals this past week decided they were brave enough to get in front of a microphone and send us a message. One, he does it pretty regularly, by the way. So why don't we go ahead and play him in any order you want, Mark. I'm ready.
Right. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Greg's Tank Top. I got a question for you. I was just curious. When the Xbox One came out and the PS4 came out,
I think he's making popcorn as well.
Why did you guys decide to get the Xbox One after that past E3 all that bad news that went down, I'm just curious, why'd you guys go with the Xbox One? Seemed like they were kind of bastards. I don't know. Hey, anyway, Greg, please use a different deodorant. Anyway, guys, I gotta go. I'm getting ready for the Boss Wave podcast. I'm pretty sure this next one coming up is gonna be truly epic. Peace.
It is popcorn.
Yeah, absolutely, is popcorn.
He's making popcorn for the Boss Wave.
Now.
Yeah. At first, I was thinking it might have been like a soda can. Like he was messing with the little pull tab on it. Yes. But then the rhythmicness of the popcorn popping caught in there. All right, so let's dive into this question. So a number of us got Xbox Ones at launch.
Yep.
Nicole, you came into it later.
Yes, I did.
Yes. And Mark, you kind of begrudgingly got yours at launch as well. Well,
no, I didn't get it begrudgingly. What I did was I always planned on getting the PS4 on launch, right, which I did. But as a last-minute surprise, my wife bought me the Xbox One because she knew I'd want one eventually. She knew I'd be pining for one. So she got it. And in the early days, I actually wasn't that bothered about it. But with the updates and now with the game sharing, it's now my... I hate to say it's now my primary console. My PS4 doesn't get used that often. Originally, my PS4 was going to be for all the games and just the exclusive on Xbox One, but now it's completely reversed. The Xbox One now is for my main everyday games, and the exclusives are just the PS4 exclusives now. So, yeah, complete role reversal for me. But, yeah, I've had it from day one, and I don't regret it at all, particularly when I didn't pay for it.
Why don't we have Nicole, why don't you talk about your thoughts around that, and then, Kim, you and I can go at it, because I think, you know, we are primary Xbox users. Mm-hmm. So, Nicole, what was your path on this whole thing?
I started off with a PS4 because I had kids. Still do. Didn't get rid of them. Just because I know how you guys think. But I wanted to make sure that they had safe gameplay, and one of the things that was advertised with the PlayStation was that I could have sub-accounts and control them. Now, while you can do that on Xbox, I didn't find that out till way after the fact. And it wasn't something they had advertised. They may not have had it at first. I'm not sure. But I wanted to make sure I could control what my kids played, how much money they spent, because I know it was a big deal before. And I also like the fact that I paid for one single account and still my kids could get on and play. And they, you know, when they finally did that with Xbox and were advertising it more and I figured it all out, I was like, oh, well, you know, Gears is coming out. I need an Xbox soon. All right. So now I have two.
Now you have two, yeah.
Because I can't, well, my kids have sub accounts on there and I actually am game sharing with my kids so that my son has an Xbox set up in his room that he and his sister play.
Right.
And then I have mine in the living room behind me.
Okay. All right. Kim, why don't you, I mean, you know, from your standpoint, what was it that got you to buy an Xbox over getting a PS4?
Well, when they backpedaled on a lot of the stuff that they initially announced that it was going to be.
Right.
So, you know, like the always, what is it, the always on connection, they kind of backpedaled on that. And, you know, some other things that they first put out that I'm like, yeah, no, I'm getting a PlayStation. I don't like the sounds of it. But, you know, they went back, they changed it. It sounded a lot better. And I guess probably the main part is a lot of my friends are still on the Xbox. So yeah. It didn't make sense to me to jump to the PlayStation and then I might not have anyone to play with, you know. Right. So, and the exclusives, like you said, there's Gears and a lot of the games that I already play, they were going to be on the Xbox and maybe not the PlayStation. So, and I liked the controller a heck of a lot better. So, you know, yes. that was another one for me.
Yeah, I definitely am an offset thumbstick person. I don't like having them next to one another.
Exactly.
I must admit that I never really liked a PS3 controller, but the PS4 controller is a huge improvement. I do like the PS4 controller.
Yeah. It is. It is absolutely not trying to take anything away from
used to that. Yeah.
A puppy's a
but now I've got, now I've got the Elite controller. That's my favorite controller now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, for me, Kim, I think some of what you were talking about certainly rang true for me. I had a number of friends that were still going to be on Xbox. You know, the backtracking of stuff, the mixed messaging, the horrible messaging, that was tough. That was, you know, it was really tough. Post E3, when all of that went down, I really was wavering, to be very honest. I was thinking, you know, maybe I would go PS4. It seemed like this incredibly large wave of just bad stuff happening. But there was one change that happened within Microsoft, and I don't know, for whatever reason, because I wasn't sure what the outcome of it was going to be, but when Don Matrick left, I had that feeling that, you know, this was going to be a change for the better, because I hated that guy. Hated that guy through much of the 360, and I always felt like he was treating the games business as a business more than a passion. Mm-hmm. I think also for me, the exclusives really did play a big part of it. I'm a huge Halo lore person, really like Halo. I love Gears. And for those two franchises, as much as I like Uncharted, because I really like Uncharted, my preference, though, still was I want to be able to play Halo. I want to be able to play Gears. And I'm not a PC gamer. So that was never really going to be an option for me, even with the changes that have happened now with the Windows 10, combination of Play Anywhere. I'm still going to be a console gamer first. So it was a matter of where am I going to be able to play the games that I want to play. And then the game sharing stuff came about. And that really was, I think, a huge turning tide for not just myself, but I mean, I know Mark with you. Once we started game sharing, the whole perception of the console shifted a ton.
Yeah.
And of course, the game preview stuff really helped it. Microsoft was showing that they at least recognized and were willing to work at making this a better console instead of just saying, well, it is what it is. And you know what? Eventually we'll kill it off and we'll do something different. Because that could have been the route they'd taken, the Nintendo route. I'll call that run right now, because Nintendo Wii U has floundered, and Nintendo's basically just said, you know what, we're going to abandon this console and we're going to launch something new. And so I think my loyalty kind of came into play, and I say loyalty in that I'm invested in the community, and now with backwards compatibility being brought to the table. Yes, the puppy's sleeping and snoring.
No, she's not snoring. It thundered outside and she's trying to bark at it.
Oh, she's growling at it.
It's all of 4 pounds. I'm like, what the hell are you going to... Oh, my God. She's killing me. She's out here just growling at that grits.
That dog is going to be... She's the best watchdog ever.
She's hilarious.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think ultimately my faith kind of when I saw Don Matrick leaving, I had a feeling that they were going to be able to turn things around in a positive way.
Yeah.
And, you know, rightly or wrongly, because I mean, maybe I was being a little bit blinded and putting too much faith in that process. But I mean, it worked out. I'm happy because I certainly have benefited from the whole backwards compatibility side of things as well. There's a lot of games that I have really enjoyed being able to play. And I still, you know, to this day, I look at the way Sony has handled backwards compatibility, and people will say, well, they haven't. And I get that they haven't, because there is no PS3 backwards compatibility on the PlayStation 4.
There is if you pay for it via the streaming service.
And so the excuse to that is that's not backwards compatibility, Mark. That is a streaming service that you can pay for. So they're not offering backwards compatibility. But my counter to that is they could.
Yeah.
You know, if they really cared about this issue and if they wanted to give backwards compatibility to PlayStation 4 gamers that were PS3 gamers, they could easily tie in the license of the PS3 games into PlayStation Now service and allow people to play the PS4 PlayStation Now games for free. That they owned. And it would take a little bit of engineering. It would take a little bit of software coding, but you know, that to me would be a solution that really would be for the gamers. And, that was their business choice. They wanted to make their money back on PS Now. They paid a lot for Gaikai. I'm sure it's making them money. No doubt. Mm. And, I don't know. I don't know how we got down this rabbit hole, but at the end of the day, I still plan on getting a PlayStation 4 eventually. That is my goal. It probably will happen this year at some point. But you know, I've always been and always will be probably a Xbox gamer first as my primary console, and then PlayStation. You know, I had a PS3. I enjoyed it. But you know, kind of it was the, I play it for the exclusives when they come out. So. There we go. Hopefully that answered the question. I know we have more speak pipes, though,
Let's continue
on.
Here's
the fun
two.
Doesn't stop.
Hey, this is Greg's favorite tank top. I don't know if you guys are aware, but me and Verbal Rob, we had a little bit of Jack and Daniels last night, you know, feeling groovy. Anyway, I spent the night over there with Verbal Rob's hair. Greg, don't come looking for me. This is the sweetest, most incredible armpit hair I have ever smelt in my life. Never, ever come look for me. Oh, this is so dreamy.
Can I just say, Jason, you need help.
No shit.
Yeah, I do like that it was we drank Jack and Daniels. That tank top is lost to me. I will never go looking for that tank top ever.
Yeah. And apparently Verbal Rob's armpit hair is dreamy.
Yeah.
Well, Verbal Rob is dreamy, period. Yeah. So I get it.
Did you see the tank top picture?
He does have prettier hair than me.
Did you see the tank top picture on Twitter earlier today?
I did. I believe he was referencing Tyranny.
No, that wasn't him.
No, then I did not see. Oh, wait, no, I did see Verbal Rob. Yes, he was just sporting the tank top.
Yeah, black tank top.
He had the black tank top.
Yeah.
Tyranny was
Pedros.
Pedros.
Yes. Viva la Pedros.
Yes, get your chests right.
Excuse me. And then, of course, we had your tank top picture, Nicole, that you threw out there. And
mine was good. That dude was friggin' hot.
Hello, mine was damn good. Just saying.
I was some chick with like silicone breasts full of saline.
I don't know if they were full of saline. They were full of something, but they were moving
those
away. I didn't think
like
they moved.
Riptide swimming pool. Those little pools, you know. And there's no way that woman had that big of tits. I'm sorry, ever.
Who am I to argue?
She paid for those, I promise you.
Money well spent for Twitter. All right,
moving on.
Let's continue on.
Yeah, so the next speak pipe is actually from a human person, not a tank top, and not an article of clothing. This is from Viva La Pedros.
So there were three.
Hi all at the Overseas Connection. Viva La Pedros here. I just wanted to talk about the tyrant. I never really understood the tyranny of this character. Until yesterday, when I was playing Rainbow Six with him for the first time. And it got to the point where it was about 1:30 a.m. over here, and I wanted to go to bed. And he told me I couldn't go until I gave him a note from my mother saying, could I have permission to go to bed? The guy's just brutal. And he makes me call him Uncle Greggles.
Yes, Uncle Greggles is stuck. Tank top, tyrant. I have many names. There's a Game of Thrones reference coming in eventually. I'm the man with no names, no face. I don't know. Either way, okay, listen up. You know, you're a grown man. Talking to you, Pedros, this is me talking to you. You're a grown man. Sack up, dude. It's, you know, the rest of the family was asleep. You could have stayed up. You could have played some more. And no, you know, it was Friday night. It's not like you're getting up early in the morning. You don't have real responsibilities. I've heard your life. So come on, just sack up, play, you know, play late. I would do it for you.
Wow. Did you hear all those crickets?
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the Bryan Adams song, you know, I'd do it for you, you know.
I don't know that song.
I think she made that shit up.
Possibly. All right.
It's Bryan Adams, though. He's fucking Canadian.
He is. Yeah. And that's another reason why I don't listen to it. All right. Thank you, Viva La Pedros. Yes. Thank you, Greg's Tank Top. Appreciate both, all three of those speak pipes. All right, let's move on. Nicole.
Well, real quick, though, before people need to realize with the speak pipes, you can actually delete and send what you wrote.
Yes.
So don't be nervous if you do want to send one, and don't be a tank top. Okay.
And don't be a tank top. You know, okay. this tyrant thing. Let's get this out of the way.
No, oh my gosh, you're harping on tyrants, but I have August 12th to read.
Not a tyrant.
He's not really. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, we love Uncle Greggles, really.
No.
We do.
I have sensitive feelings, man. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was done too. All right, Nicole.
Please, can I do new releases, please?
Please do.
For August 6th through August 12th, 88 Heroes.
Hang on, I got music going yet. Hang on. All right.
Music. 88 Heroes. On August 8th, for Everything, Bear With Me. And it's
okay.
B-E-A-R.
Oh, sorry, no, it's a game. All right.
Teddy Bear. Yes. Bear With Me on PC, August 8th. Blade Ballet for PS4, beginning August 9th. Brutal on PS4. Kingdom New Lands, Xbox One and PC. No Man's Sky. Oh, PS4 and PC on August 9th. Ollie Ollie Epic Combo Edition, PS4. Uno. Freaking finally. Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Are you going to have to buy that again? It's not backward compatible version.
Frick, I hope not.
I bet you do.
I don't think it's a backwards compatible edition.
I bet you have
but
to
that
buy
game was so stinking much fun. Kim and I played
it. Really was.
We did. We played for it. It wasn't just us. I mean, there was always a foursome and don't take
oh,
it the
yeah,
wrong way.
Yeah. I've heard the rumors of that game with cameras.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You saw lots of things you never wanted to see playing Uno.
Kim's nodding.
No, we just were little.
Not that I did it, no. But no, you saw stuff.
Anime characters. We were never. No yeah. cameras. Because I think you could, if I remember right, you could disallow it.
You yes. could. You could.
Yeah. So, and I think we always had it set up to disallow because there's things I just don't want to see.
But it was Uno roulette. I mean, you got into, you know, a room and you never knew what you were going to get. I mean, it might be someone throwing their schlong in front of you. It might be someone having sex on a couch. It might be someone showing porn. Or it might be someone actually.
The people we knew.
Well, that's no fun.
It is fun. Trash talk them later on Twitter. Hello.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Continue on. Let's go.
All right. So, beginning August 10th, we have Kill All Zombies on Xbox One. Ray, was that Gigant? Gigant?
Sure.
Somebody on PC.
Sure. Ray Gigant.
Reigns, PC, iOS, Android. Absolute Drift Zen Edition for PS4. And that does it for all the 6 through 10 of August.
All right. Yeah, No Man's Sky, probably the one to highlight for next week.
Yeah.
It's a big release. A lot of people highly anticipating this game.
I presume is there embargoes on the reviews?
So this is a weird one. So I guess some games
I've not seen any yet.
Yeah, there's embargoes on the press on when they can release their reviews. However, a bunch of stores have broken street date and are starting to sell it early. Right. So a lot of the press people are like, well, if I can just buy the game legally, then who are you to tell me I can't give it a review? Yeah. So, because they were holding their review copies before until the game went live. So they weren't actually sending them out. So it's kind of one of those things, well, let's go buy a copy and we'll give a review anyway. I don't know. I'm pretty optimistic for that game. I think it might actually do everything people hope it would. I think the only danger is those people that are looking for something with a real big story to it. It's not going to be that kind of game. This is all about exploration.
Yeah.
It's kind of space Minecraft in a way. So that's all I got there. All right. We've talked about the monthly freebies last week, so let us talk about the victories achieved. Kim.
Yes.
Did we get the one?
I believe you can handle this. I don't know if we got the one or not, but we should talk about victories achieved now.
Okay. Good, because I was confused for a second, but all right.
So was I. I wasn't sure.
Well, like, wait a minute.
Did we get the one? I'm like, I think we got the one. Did we get the one? I don't know. Maybe.
Don't know. Anyway, victories achieved.
We didn't get it.
Uh-oh.
Oh. No.
Okay.
What's the one?
It's a contest where you can enter to win 20 Spanx Bunks or £15 for PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. All we need is for the end credits or the winning achievement, whichever. Take a picture of that with your face included and send it to Twitter at G4TEDOTCOM. Spell the dot. It's important. So, for this week, the 6th of August, we have Amorous 89 with Pokemon Blue, Viva La Pedros with Unravel.
Ooh. I like Toxic Viva La Pedros.
Yeah. I hope Viva La Pedros... I hope he got permission from Greg, or he had a note from his mum from Greg that he could actually play that game.
You know, I don't know, but I think we should rename him Viva La Midriff.
All right. Well, if I don't bungle at least one during these things, you know.
I bungle my way through this whole podcast. It's okay.
I feel like I'm shirking somewhere. Anyway, Toxic Shock with Quantum Break. Amorous 89 again with The Room 2. Mr. Miyagi 1984 with Halo 2 Anniversary Edition. And
Duke's Gap
with
The Room 2.
The Room 2.
Yes.
Congratulations, everyone.
Now it all makes sense.
Put out some game.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna go look it up.
So, congratulations to everyone. You all get this special noise.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved. Never gets old.
Why do you do that to us? I mean, really.
I can do it live. I'm capable.
I'd prefer you didn't, also, but all right.
Tied in with this whole victories achieved nonsense, where we're just basically giving money away to the community. Robin Tate, who, you know, let's face it, Robin gets a lot of slack on the show, as he should, but he is one of the most generous people I've ever met, and he has come up with this idea. He calls it the completion chart. I call it Robin just wants to spend money chart. But basically for this year's Extra Life, he is basically taking all of the victories achieved that have been done through the course of the year, and he's assigning point values for all those games that are being completed. And for each game that gets completed, that 1 point turns into $1 for Extra Life. And so far there have been 237 points worth of games completed, which translates into $237 that he has to spend out of his pocket. And he himself has gone on record last week saying he hopes this will grow to $2,000. So he didn't really say $2,000, by the way.
Yeah, but it did say
2,000.
Yeah, it did. Yes. It did say if it reached 500, it'd double it. So.
Yep, he did. So there you go. So keep playing games, keep getting victories achieved. Not only do you potentially win some money, but you're costing Robin money, and in a good way. And of course, the person who completes the most games at the end of this contest, which will end sometime, I believe, in October, you'll basically get a free custom Overseas Connection t-shirt, a mug as well. Likely it's going to have Robin's face on it. I'm sorry, but it probably will. I just have a feeling. And
his mug and on your mug.
A picture of him eating something.
His mug probably, on your mug, yeah. But yeah, so right now, I believe updated as of the 6th of August in stupid English date time thing.
6-8-20.
I know, exactly. Anyway, Calburn M. The correct way. America. Calburn M in first place right now with 33 points. Amorous 89 nipping at his heels at 29 points. Not to be undervalued. Companion Cube at 14.5. Mr. Miyagi 1984 creeping up at 14. John Mouse coming in at 12.5. So there you go. And welcome to Duke Scath. He is on the board. So yeah, keep coming with those victories achieved, because like I said, it's for a good cause and you just might win some money. All right, Mark,
yes.
I'm going to have you talk this through. Why don't you wrap up some of these closing notes? And also I'll just throw this out there real quickly because we don't have it. But since we had this influx of speak pipes, I thought it would be important that we at least throw that out there again. If you so happen, you think, you know what, I should send a speak pipe as well, talking about tank tops or tyranny. All you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/the_OC. And that is our speak pipe page. And you can basically leave us a message. And as Nicole noted, don't be afraid. You can re-record if you screw up the first time. Just know that your voice will be heard by millions of millions.
You make it like you don't like the speak pipes. Millions.
No, that was just the fear factor.
I love it.
Yes. No, I absolutely encourage it. Yeah, I would love for more people to use it. So it's there. I think maybe, you know, after this, we'll keep encouraging it.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mark.
Yeah,
go.
So, yeah, if you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly on Twitch. You can find us on twitch.tv/G4TE. We broadcast at 11 PM UK time, 3 PM West Coast, and 6 PM on the East Coast. Any other time zones, you can find them on Google. you can email us on the show, and we are actually changing the email this week. The old email will still work. But the new email is podcast@ocpod.com. That's podcast@ocpod.com. But the old email address of podcast@g40.com will still work for the time being. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. That's not easy to say,
rookie.
Is it?
Yeah. Rookie.
And we have a Facebook group. You can find us quite easily by using this short URL. It's fb.g40.com, and that will get you to our Facebook group. We do have a prize pool for all the prizes we give away, and there is absolutely no obligation at all, but if you do feel inclined, you want to contribute, then you can just click on donate.g40.com, and then you can donate as little or as much as you want. And finally, we are on iTunes and other podcast devices of choice, and Stitcher and all these things, and YouTube. So if you would like to give us a review, that would be absolutely wonderful. We really appreciate any reviews given. We haven't checked the iTunes reviews for a while, have we, Greg?
No, we haven't.
We'll need to do that. But yeah, if you can give us a review, that would be fantastic, please. And closing comments. We think we'll start off with Kim.
Yay! Well, since I've been on here for like 2 weeks, I want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes. I had an awesome birthday, so you know, thank you all for that. And you know, as usual, our viewers, our listeners, and all the people that we do this for, because otherwise it would just be us for chatting away at ourselves, you know. And while fun, you know.
Always fun.
It is fun. You know, because we're screwed.
Exactly. We get to talk about tank tops and, you know, whatnot.
No but, better topic.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, thank you for, you know, coming along on this wacky ride we call a podcast, and we'll do it all again. So, how about you, Nicole?
I knew that was coming. I was like, she's going to throw me into the bus because I'm not ready. I know y'all shouted out to Pebbles last week, but I wanted to give her a shout out too because she's still hanging in there and trying to get healthy again, and I'm very proud of all of the steps she's taken forward. I mean, because this was a difficult surgery. So, and of course, to all of our listeners and our chatters, and definitely to y'all, because we've had, we do have some good times.
Yes.
We really do. And to the True Skills folks for putting up with me and my attitude when it comes to trying all these new games that they keep forcing on me. My God, freaking FIFA, for fuck's sake.
You know, I did mention, I did play FIFA. I forgot to mention that. I did play some FIFA this past week.
Yes, you did. You were complaining like I always do. We just, it's just, you know, whatever.
It's what
so,
we do.
I know. But anyway, love to everybody. And if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter, @OC_Amaryllis. And off to you, Mark.
I want to shout out Pebbles as well, for the same reasons as you, Nicole. Hope she makes a speedy recovery. I want to shout out my son Jason, who's currently in hospital as well. That's why one of the reasons why I wasn't in last week. He's getting better. He's been in a week now. Hopefully he might be home beginning of next week. So shout out to him. Hope he gets better soon. And that's about it for me. Oh, I want to shout out Tank Tops. Tank Tops for the win.
How do you not want to shout that out?
And over to Greg.
All right. I will also shout out to Pebbles. But, you know, look, Pebbles, we want you to get better. We know you're going to get better. So that's really not in question at this point. I think it's a little bit unfair, though. All the shout outs have gone to Pebbles. Bam Bam gets no love. Gary, you are Bam Bam, by the way, and you deserve some love here. So, Gary, Amaryllis also, we're thinking of you. Jay, obviously, if you were listening to this, your dad is awesome. We hope you also are feeling better and getting better. And, you know, shout out to the three of you. Thank you for making my Saturday complete. Because, you know, this is like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. Saturdays are good no matter what, but having the podcast and doing the podcast with you guys, it just completes it. So thank you. And with that being said, I won't be here next week. Well, I will have a cherryless Sunday next week. I really appreciate you guys putting in all of the hard work and it is a little bit of work, you know, no lie. It's you're making time out of your day, you know, every Saturday. So it's not always easy, but I appreciate you guys and what you do. And of course, I appreciate all our listeners, even the tank top, even Tyrant. I appreciate all of you guys. And of course, we will keep doing this and we'll be here next week. Same time, same bat channel, all that good stuff. If you don't know what that means 3 p.m. West Coast, 11 p.m. UK on Twitch, twitch.tv/G4TE. Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. That's it. I think this is a podcast complete with a little snoring in the background. Let's start that music.
I didn't think you'd hear that. Goodbye.
I hear everything, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. see you same time next week.
At this point.
But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Really?
Wow. I did. At least my sound's working.
Yes, it is. Fantastic. Why is Kim lagging, by the way?
Oh, she always lags. She's got to fire up the hamsters quicker.
Well, let's test this bitch out. Whoa!
What did she do?
That didn't work.
I don't know. I bet she hit the power button.
She might have.
Yeah, dang internet.
It does sound like you have hamsters literally working for your internet. It's not important this week. That's true. That is true.
But alcohol is.
That is important. I'm going to see if I can't finagle my wife into pouring
two
me
minutes.
Something. Kim, can you hear us? I'm going to assume that's a no.
Kim?
Can
I don't
you
have time for your shit, Skype.
Skype shit. She almost has it sorted.
Maybe. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
We can hear you all the time. Yeah.
The best part was we could hear you the entire time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Stupid Skype.
This is how
Kim!
Big
Kim! Yes!
Hi! There we go. Tank buddy, top.
Buddy. Yes!
I like it. I didn't wear a tank top.
Yes, we noticed.
But
saying.
It's okay. I'm still... it's going to be pretty amusing, the whole tank top thing.
Right.
We have multiple speak pipes that reference it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, since he noticed, Kim, see, just for you, Greg.
I love you.
And don't look at what we did with Mark.
Yeah, even I've got one in. And
I like it.
Robin says, new uniforms, tank tops.
All right, Kim, we need to zoom in on you. If you could sit up a little bit and... I'm totally kidding, Kim.
He just wanted your boobs closer to the screen.
Damn straight.
Lightning has been detected near your location.
Lightning has been detected.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might want to mute my phone.
I would agree.
Is that like a Thor finder? Lightning has been detected? You know, because if it is, I want one of those.
It is a Thor finder. Yes.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.